When you give to On the Media by December 31st, you do three things at the same time. You support the program, you enrich your community by strengthening public radio for all listeners, and you get a tax deduction. Don't forget, your gift today will help pay for another year of On the Media in 2013. Visit onthemedia.org to make your tax-deductible gift now, or text OTM to 25383. That's 25383, and a $10 donation will appear on your next phone bill. And thank you.
Republicans held their convention in the swing state of Florida this week. The convention in Tampa was a scripted, predictable affair, but if press coverage is any guide, the state of Florida is anything but. It's a museum of the weird that just happens to have a lot of electoral votes. There's the report of a medical examiner who got behind on her autopsies and decided to store human remains in a storage unit. There's the owner of a creationist-themed amusement park who claimed he didn't have to pay taxes because God was his employer. This month, a recently released inmate was rearrested for trying to steal a car in the jail parking lot. Reporter Will Greenlee covers the crime beat for Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers in Florida and writes the Off the Beat blog for the papers, a compendium of the odd.
Florida does have a reputation for being a home for misfits, but I also think that a lot of it is due to the open records laws in Florida. They're very liberal. It's very easy to get access to arrest affidavits and police reports, and it's part of my job.
So let's assume that Florida has laid itself bare where other states haven't. What about the preponderance of stories that I saw on your site about people who are putting different meat products down their pants?
I've written about Delmonico steaks and pork tenderloin, tuna, salmon, shrimp, all kinds of shellfish in people's pants. A woman was being questioned by the police, and they had found cocaine in her pants pockets. And she said, well, you know, I just bought these pants at Walmart. It must have been in there when I bought the pants.
Do you love your job?
I do. It's very fun.
Do you know who else loves your job?
Who?
Jon Stewart. He said so this week. He was speaking to Marco Rubio on The Daily Show, which was filming in Tampa.
Well, I read the Florida papers mostly.
Yeah, well, I do too.
Mostly.
Some of them anyways.
I only read them for the police blotter. It's just a python ate a cat. Like, I've stuff I've
no,
never...
Yeah, come on.
An alligator dragged two cows...
We've got plenty of papers that have won Pulitzer Prizes for investigative reporting and all
about
kind of good stuff.
Cat disappearances.
I don't know. I've never been a crime reporter anywhere else, but I don't think I would like to be one anywhere else. The stuff here is just too good.
Well, thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Will Greenlee covers the crime beat for Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers. Karen Russell is a native Floridian. Her novel Swamplandia tells the story of a family of alligator wrestlers whose park is threatened by the appearance of a new corporate competitor, the World of Darkness Park. In 2012, Swamplandia was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. Karen is here to talk about her mythic home state. Welcome to the show.
I'm happy to. I love talking about weird Florida. It's like my favorite thing to do.
So how do you go about writing fiction about a place that seems at times like a fiction?
This is a real tricky challenge, I think. Things come in over the AP that are much stranger and more troubling than anything you could invent in fiction. So I think one of the advantages of setting fiction there is that readers arrive to the state already prepared to suspend all disbelief.
And are they able to tell what you're deriving from the reality and what you've made up in your head?
What was so interesting about doing a book tour of this particular book was the different kind of regional responses. So I would go to California, say, you know, they'd be like, oh, what a lushly imagined, et cetera. Whereas in Florida, the feeling I often had was an anxiety that I had, like, maybe inadvertently plagiarized someone's true life and was going to go to court. You know, like, I was like, there's going to be litigation.
So in your view, why is Florida so strange?
That's a question for the ages. Like in the Northeast, everybody cycles through the seasons. That must be doing some important psychological action for people. Because in Florida, you're just bathed in sort of this unchanging summer light all the time.
But Californians have pretty consistent weather.
Well, look at that state, huh? I mean, exactly. I think you've just proven my point.
Also, you grew up in Miami-Dade, a fairly recently staked territory, isn't it?
I think in the 1900s, there were like 8 people on Miami-Dade's county rolls or something. I mean, it was a real frontier, which I think people forget because you think that the West, you know, Manifest Destiny, that was our pioneer frontier. There's also this real elasticity that comes from a community of people that are pretty recent arrivals. I mean, Florida, it's just the shape of it, too. It's like a lot of strangeness just travels down the spine of the country and seems to land there. Like, I think there's some physics to it.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the peninsularity of Florida.
I also, you know, had no sense that this was particularly a strange place to grow up as a kid because all of our travels were road trips, and Florida's so long that you can never escape it. It's sort of like a B-horror movie state where you drive for 8 hours and you're still in Florida, impossibly. So we'd, like, make it up to Tallahassee. I'm like, yep, everything checks out, pretty normal. Like, I really didn't have a lot of reference points. We used to also go on these field trips to the Miami Museum of Science, and they had kind of like a wilderness area. You go outside and you can see spiders and lizards and snakes. And it was always completely unclear what was part of the exhibit and what was just kind of chilling on a trash can. Like, I'd be like, is that tarantula the exhibit or just kind of around?
Like, so what's your favorite real weird story about Florida?
There was this field trip, a bunch of Broward kids were going to do a fake archaeological dig. And they're real cute. They're like seventh graders, and they're wearing Indiana Jones hats, and they have little shovels and stuff. And they go out to this marshy area to do their pretend archaeological dig. And, like, some of the kids found a toe, which led to a real human body. So I think something about that, all of Florida is somehow captured there, where it's like a fake archaeological dig that leads to the discovery and exhumation of a true body.
Okay, so Florida got a lot of coverage this week. Mm-hmm. It's going to be getting a lot more over the next few months. Most of it will be election stories, but I know that some national news outlets will take time to give us the latest weird Florida news. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, will you be embarrassed?
I think it's the way you feel about your family, where sure, I mean, you wish, you know, you wish your uncle was wearing pants or whatever. I mean, you're a little embarrassed.
I hate when that happens.
you feel a lot of love and affection at the same time for the very eccentric things that are likely to be repugnant or frightening to non-family members.
Karen, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Karen Russell is the author of Swamplandia.